When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. You can, of course, follow us and like us on social, Instagram, X, Facebook, all Roger, at Roger and JP.
I love this one. It was we haven't done a good high school prank story in a long time.
Oh. Right.
This one high school in Illinois, they hired, these group of kids hired a bagpiper to follow their principal around.
Yeah, I was reading that yesterday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Funny.
That is so great.
Did you see the video of him walking down the hall and the guy follows him like right on his heels?
Yeah, dude.
And he's blasting the pipes.
Fantastic. Because, listen, as not an Irish or Scottish person,
right.
I could appreciate the bagpipes.
Right.
During the St. Paddy's Day parade or at an event or whatever, 10, 15 minutes of bagpipes, cool, a funeral, I get it. But bagpipes can get real old, real fast otherwise. But these kids hiring a bagpiper to follow the principal around is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
It's cute.
You know? This is the real audio, too, from the video.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Right in the hallway. You can't get away from the guy. No matter where he goes.
The question is, like, how?
Imagine.
So I guess they hired the guy to do 60 minutes of nonstop bagpipes on this past Thursday. Two seniors, Maggie and Pierce, they were the ones responsible for it. I wonder how. So if the guy went into his office, Did the bagpiper like stick his foot in the door and kick it open and go sit in his in his office for an hour? Or did they just like pay the guy? They had to pay him for an hour and they got like 5-10 minutes out of it and that was the end of it.
Right. I kind of like it. That's fun.
Yeah.
Never heard of it before anyway. And they don't get suspended. They're not wrecking the school. They're not spray painting the gym stands you sit in. You know, nothing like that.
I remember we had one where the guy.
So, all right.
Didn't they something? Was it a friend, Billy Mack? Did he say the principal's car, they got the car up on the roof or something like that? Somebody's older brother was a crane operator?
Something like that, yeah. It was a small car, yes.
And they grabbed the guy's car via crane and put it up on the roof? Something like that?
That's classic stuff.
That's next level.
Yeah. Right, that's pretty good.
You got to get it down then with the crane, too. Like, you can't just...
Oh, yeah, sure.
But not for a while.
It's just great when he's looking for his car and then finds out it's up on the roof.
Not for a while.
Although, I mean, why did nobody think of what if it went through the roof?
Because they're kids. Who thinks of that?
I know. That's true, I guess.
Who thinks of that?
Yeah,
my brother-in-law would think about that. I got one of those cold plunge tanks, like a portable, just to see if I would use it and enjoy it or, you know. And I put it up on the deck, which is elevated. It's a second floor, a second level deck. And my brother-in-law went into like full OSHA. You know, he was like, are you sure that this thing with the weight, with the water in that thing and the ice and then somebody getting in it, are you sure this thing can hold it? I'm like, John.
It's a good point. So the deck doesn't start going tilting and weaving and pulling away from the house.
We can get an earthquake. The deck will be standing. The house will fall apart, but that deck's not going anywhere.
That is good to hear.
I don't see that. We didn't do, we didn't do senior pranks per se. Like, we would bust balls with the teachers all the time.
Right.
You know, in good, like, nobody did anything mean that I can remember.
Yeah. I remember funny. Like, you're talking about, like, our buddy Billy putting the car up on the roof. The one I remember is putting the car in the gym. And then they replaced, you know, there's double
doors. That was your school?
And they replaced the post back in and then close the doors and it's in on the gym floor.
What do you mean they replaced? Oh, between the two doors?
So, you know, you have double doors. There's always a post in the middle where the doors close and lock. They popped the post out, got his small car in. He was already he's the phys ed teacher and the basketball coach. Put it in the gym.
They
closed the doors.
Oh, that's right, because a lot of schools, those doors will go open to the outside.
Yes, that's exactly right. So it's not that he was going outside to his car and he'd be like, hey, where's my car? It was that it was time for gym class. Mm-hmm. And he walks in the gym and his car is on the basketball court.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
How damn funny is that, though? Get that out of my gym. And it was his gym. It was named after him.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Absolutely. Yep.
So he could literally say, my gym.
Get out of my gym. It was classic.
So were the kids, because I don't know how your school operated. It sounds like it was a small graduating class. Like it was. Like it was a small school.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
180.
After all the entire school? No, or you graduated
in our class.
Okay.
Class. Yeah, 700 or something in the class.
More than I thought. Were the kids that did it in that class when he found it?
Yes. But also one of them was a two-sport player. One was basketball, and he was a basketball coach.
So they knew
coach.
They can get away with it.
They got away. He's like, get that car out of my gym.
Yeah. See, those are the teachers.
Funny, though. It was hilarious.
But you know what's funny? Like, those are the best. Mm. Those are the teachers, yeah. like because he got it.
He knows how to love. He knows.
Right.
You know?
Right. Remember the other day I was talking to you guys about, like, Mr. Kaplan, and he found my...
Yeah, Mr. Kaplan.
Like, that's the guy. Like, that's exactly that guy, where it's done with love. He's earned the respect of everybody.
Yes.
There's nothing. There's no malice towards it.
Right. They're not doing it because they hate you.
And your teacher will probably break their balls, and vice versa. And it's cool. I wonder if that still exists.
Oh, I would think so.
I hope so.
Oh yeah.
Because that's some of the stuff to me that made high school fun. When you can respect them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet still have that camaraderie with them where there's a line.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. There's a line.
Right.
And that line is disrespect.
And different reactions for crossing that line by different types of people.
And there's certain teachers that you can get away with stuff like that, and they'll laugh it off, and they'll actually give you kudos for, like, not sawzalling the post in the middle.
Yeah, because it could have been worse.
Right.
Right. Yeah. The guys are mechanically minded.
I love that. Yeah, that's great.
I don't know that kids these days, and I said that, that's right. I don't know that they have that in them to know the line. Like I think had that respect in the beginning that kids might,
really,
some kids might not have that initial respect. So they see that as more of a friendship, as more of a not teacher student thing. And that's where the lines start to get blurred, you know? And that's when the next, you know, people are fooling around with each other. And
to think there are still some of those teachers around because they remember a teacher that made them want to be a teacher, you know? And in some cases, yes, it's all about academic and all the other stuff. But in other cases, it's about that and laughing in class. You know, being able to learn but still making it fun and making it a good time. Like, we had one of our guys, this guy, Mr. Keating, he died over the weekend. I got notification of that over the weekend. Yeah.
Oh.
And, poor Mr. Keating.
Yes.
Well, at least Monica. At least he was a teacher. At least he's, what, 80-something probably?
You know what, though? That just blended in with putting my dog down, so I really didn't feel all that much for Mr. Keating in that moment.
Poor Mr. Keating.
How do you do Mother's Day? I would just be in a fetal position in bed all day.
You know what? Mother's Day kind of made everything just a little bit better. Like Saturday was, when I left work, picked up my wife, and went right out because we knew because he was starting to lose faculties. But I tell you what, man, that experience is brutal.
Yes, it is.
One
of the saddest days of my life.
It was awful.
The saddest day of my life. Like, it's impossible to, like, you're submerging it. You just said that Mother's Day, you know, kind of helped you distract or whatever. It was a nice change. There's no escaping it when you're in it. You're wallowing in the sadness.
Right. That's true.
So we brought him out there, and, you know, the doctor and the tech, well, one of the tech comes in, it's like, okay, we're going to take Lemmy for a minute. You know, we have to set up an IV and that kind of thing. Okay. And then when Lemmy came back in, he's on like a gurney. I'm like, oh, man, okay. I wasn't expecting that, right? I was expecting him to like walk him in and then he'd be up on that table that goes up and down. You know what I'm talking about? Like, no, he was on a gurney and he was stoned out of his face.
Was he laying like face down, paws in front of him type thing, looking forward?
100%,
yeah, exactly
right?
How Bella was, yeah.
So they're telling me, okay, you know what, you're doing the right thing and his diagnosis was horrific and as you can see, he was starting to lose his faculties and, like, and they're trying to warm me up. I'm like, yeah, right. Got it.
Right.
You know, like I didn't want to hear the small talk. I just wanted to go, like, he's not going to feel anything. She said, no, and it's really good that you're here. So I got down, you know, right in front of Lemmy, and I had my mouth on his nose. I don't care what you say, Brett. And I go, so what are they? So what happens? Like, you just inject that, and he's going to go, yeah. He's like, see how he is? He's all sedated now. Basically, we're going to give him an overdose of what he's on now. I was like, wait, what?
Don't tell me.
And then
details.
I'm saying to myself, I've said this on the air 1,000 times. Like, if I have terminal cancer, I want to go out with a hot shot of heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like,
if you're going to go,
you might as well go out, you know.
You're starting to convert me.
Finding out what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
So then he's like, let's go, you know, because like the small talk and all the other stuff. And again, he was trying to do his job and make us feel right. And they were really good.
Did you bring the kids?
No.
Did you give them the offer to do so?
Yeah,
yes, and the answer was resoundingly no.
Okay. They couldn't give them the offer.
They couldn't handle it. They were home crying. And
it's tough.
Yeah.
It's very tough.
Actually, how do you even go home to that?
Actually, Joseph was at lacrosse practice. And Isabella, she's like, I can't do that. I said, okay, no problem.
Totally understand.
It is tough, absolutely.
And so he gave the shot, and I was kissing Lemmy's nose and be like, you know, love you and all that kind of stuff. And then you just heard, and I was like, oh my God.
That's it. Yeah.
And I was holding on. Like, Nicole was a wreck. And I was holding on. And it wasn't until I walked out of that room when I just started kind of like getting all like choked up and like a little bit misty.
How are you not bawling your eyes out?
Everybody's staring at you. Everybody's staring at you because they know what just happened.
Yeah.
From the people that work behind the desk to the people that were there with their dogs to the dogs. The dogs are looking at it like, what'd you do? Yo, what'd he do?
Yeah.
What'd that guy, like, looking at it, like, the dog's looking at his own parents, like, oh, I ain't going in there.
Oh, we're out of view with any dogs.
What'd that guy just do? No. You know?
Yeah, they gave us a few minutes. They go, you want 5 minutes? Like, yeah, I'd love 5 minutes. This is when she was outside on the picnic table. We were outside in the sunshine just hanging with her. You know what
I mean? Right.
But you always know what's coming 5 minutes away. Like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
And after a while, it's just exhausting. Like, all right, let's go.
Because
it's just, you're not taking her home.
Yeah, it was wild, man. I had never done that. And now Duke's looking around like, yo, where's my partner?
Oh, that's sad, too. How do you go home? Partner? Your kids are bawling and sad. Your wife is bawling. Your dog is confused.
We were supposed to go out to dinner Saturday night. I was like,
not in the mood.
That's not happening.
No.
My father's bitching to me about his mattress. I'm like, yeah, I don't care about your mattress. You know, I'm like, wrong day, bro.
Right.
Read the room.
Yeah, it's always tough.
You know?
But they were real nice because they were saying to us, you know, maybe they probably said the same thing to you, you know, you gave them a good life, you know, you guys are really, we wish all the people who bring their pets here actually cared this much.
Right.
That's what
I feel like, JP,
that made me feel better.
You can pay up front now.
That's the weird part, too.
Well, that's the first thing. They send somebody in, they're like, okay, it's going to be this amount of money and the place that we're going to take you.
Beforehand or after?
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is better.
Weird.
Don't hit me afterwards.
Yeah, because you'll pay anything
beforehand. I would have like wanted to punch somebody.
Do you want to do the paw now or ash? What do you want to do? What would you like to do?
I did the paw print. You have to do the paw print. I had to do the paw print.
Yeah, we didn't.
It was all just noise to me. I'm sure Nicole knows exactly what was going on. I just was like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, it's tough to remember your family, you know?
You know.
That's what happens. They become like one of your kids.
Just out of curiosity, Monica, so you had to put Ocho down?
No, Ocho passed. He slept in it. No, but I had to put Peter down.
You had to put Peter down. Where did you live? I'm just trying to
get
an idea of the difference.
I lived here in Tampa. I worked on a sports radio show at the time, and I went to work knowing that he was sick, and then my ex took him to the vet. And when I was just about to get off work and he knew I was coming home, he's like, come straight to the vet. And I didn't think it was going to be a dying situation. I just thought something was wrong or whatever. And then I went. And they pile you with all that information, which I believe that is for me as a human being to wrap my head around what's just about to happen. Because it's awful. So my ex was just a wuss. He's like, I can't be here. And he's crying.
That's because she was going to get the bill.
Well, that's the weird part is, so yeah, you're probably right. But he leaves and I'm bawling, I'm holding him. I wouldn't let go of him for the longest time. And
right.
he peed after he was dead and I was all over him. It was just a
horrible. I was happy. Let me held on to everything.
Yeah, Bella too.
But, and then, so I paid for the paw thingy because that's just sweet. And I have it to this day. I'm glad I did.
You're glad you did.
But you know, of course my ex is all like, yeah, Monica, they have just a bunch of them back there, and just grab one out of there and then put his name on it, and it's not his paw. And I'm like, first of all, I would have never thought of that. Second of all,
if you stabbed him right then, it would have been justified. Right.
Thank you. Like, even if it's true, shut up right now. Just shut up.
Exactly.
Jackass. What did that whole, do you remember what the bill was, the final bill between putting the cat down and everything that went along with it?
This was in 1997, so forever ago, and I remember $82. So something about $82 was in my head.
$82?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
But it was in 1997, so.
But had the medical bills mixed in. I think it was $1,700 total, but it was medical bills mixed in, so I don't know what part of that. I feel like it was under $1,000, but not a lot under $1,000.
When we did it.
They got me for $700.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was like $300 for the paw or something like that.
What? Right.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know
if it was combo with the ashes. Like the ashes, I'll believe you, Monica. I'll believe your ex saying like you could just put any ashes in there.
Yeah,
if you told me it was,
right, cigarette butts.
Joey's dog down the street or whatever who just came in.
Yeah,
how do you know? That you don't know. The paw, I think you could tell.
I think we're getting it's their actual paw?
Paw? It was like they take the dead paw.
They take their paw print.
Yeah. Print.
Okay. They take their paw and they put it into, like you would, clay. On Hollywood Boulevard. In Hollywood.
Into something. Okay.
And it's a heart. Mine's heart-shaped. And they put Palo, I mean, I'm sorry, Peter, and then the date. And that
I know
way,
we're getting something. I don't know if it's. I just heard like we had to pick out an urn. I'm like, I don't. Whatever.
Right.
You know, just
we got an urn. It's in like a little purple bag. It looks like a Crown Royal bag.
Nice.
I mean,
That's what it reminds me of. I was like, it's got to be purple with gold trim.
Nice.
JP, did you get the Rainbow Bridge speech? Because that made me. That's when I lost.
No.
That's when I lost my crap.
No, don't hit me with Rainbow Bridge.
Don't do it.
Who said that to you?
All right.
That was in the card. They sent a card with the paw, with the clay paw, thingy.
I see.
And it was the Rainbow Bridge thing. And I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me right now?
Mm.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I was so in the business mode when we called the lady about the crematorium or whatever, and the ashes. I'm like, can you just answer this? How do we know these are her ashes?
I said, you actually asked.
I absolutely did straight out. She was a really nice lady, too.
Unspoken.
But I'm like, listen, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
I said, because... You know, I said, myself, I mean, you probably have how many pets a day? I said, how do I know this? She goes, listen. She goes, we can't have a legit business. We have several different places for this to happen. And each one is cleaned out completely before the next one. She says, we have to. She goes, otherwise it'd ruin our business. We'd have no business.
I ain't buying it. Right.
She said it very
genuinely and believably. So I took it.
You had to take her out of word, huh?
Yeah.
I know mine's going, I got to go in 2 weeks. I think we go pick it up and whatever. Mm-hmm.
Will you guys have a quick little, you know, like once you get the ashes, will it be a quick little family gathering and we miss you, Lemmy? And
I don't know. I don't know. I love that dog so much.
Yeah.
So I know you did.
I know. And you've had him. Like, I've always just known him. And I remember when you got Duke Duca. And we were worried about whether Lemmy would, be okay.
Right.
Yeah. No, Lemmy, Lemmy was good, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. There's already, like, shouldn't we just have somebody for Duke to play with and all that kind of stuff? And my wife is shooting it down.
Yeah, it's too, is it too, I feel like it's too soon.
Take a break.
We were driving to Mother's Day. So my father was going to come with us, and then he canceled. So it's just the four of us in the car. We're meeting her aunt and uncle at the restaurant, and the four of us are talking about it in the car. And my wife just mentions, "What if we got a cat?" No!
Uh-oh.
Boom! Boom! Boom!
Three of us
at the same time. She's like, "Okay."
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, my daughter's like, "I'm allergic." First off, and I go, me too. Oh, yeah. Are you though, or is it?
Yeah, just
no, I am. Okay. I get my eyes get all itchy and whatever the hell it is. Would I survive it? Of course, I'd survive it. But
you have itchy eyes for the rest of your life.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you can't have a cat.
I wouldn't love the cat.
See what it's like to have one dog.
Yeah, I've
had one dog my whole life. We had one dog.
Yeah, but you got used to two. You know what I mean?
8 years, 7 years of Lemmy's life, we had one dog.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that it's just empty? You just give yourself, because it's a weird space. Your household has changed. The dynamic is done. You know what I mean? It's different.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, you got to. That's awful.
Yep. And then we went from one dog with no kids at home to no dog and no kids. That was like a real empty feeling.
And then you started drinking the beer of the month or whatever.
I replaced Bella with bourbon.
Yeah.
Right. Going out on school nights and everything.
Yeah. Let's go.
It's out of control.
So, I mean, like, you just, I don't know. It is. Monica's totally right. It's such a change in your life. Just
But
do what you need. Sit in the change and see what you got to do.
But do what you need to do.
Yes. Because
you guys busted our balls when we got our cat, new cat, 2 weeks after the other cat. Why is it weird, though?
I mean, listen, like you said, if you're happy with it, and I'm sorry that your cat died on my birthday and all of that.
Right.
I just think it was just so soon. Like, for me personally, if I did it right away, it would be like, you know, Ocho didn't even exist. I just forgot, and he's gone.
The emptiness was just there, and you know you don't want your pet to die. Yeah.
I feel like there's a part of my brain that just immediately deletes things. Like, I have no recollection of breaking your balls about getting a new cat right
Absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. Oh, as Monica just did right now.
Like, zero.
All three of you.
You
all
remember this?
I remember
you.
You
remember this?
Absolutely.
I'm not saying
too
it's
soon.
Impossible.
Too soon.
I'm just saying
too soon.
I remember none of it.
It was
like, is wrong. My brain is broken. There's something wrong because I must have immediately just deleted things. I just must immediate delete.
I think it's natural for us to want to replace that space you feel with something.
Right.
You know, with another pet. But I don't know. At the time, I'm sure I said the same thing. I was like, just give it a little time, see, and then you'll make a better decision.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously they made the right
decision.
You'll
know when
themselves.
You know.
I'm very happy to have it.
And Brett knew an hour and a half later, so there's that.
Yeah.
That wasn't my choice.
Mm-hmm. I want to apologize for picking on you.
You should.
It's all.
And I accept it.
I don't remember any of it. I really don't. It's scary.
It's all weird.
Poor Brett.
It's scary.
Aww.
Sorry, Brett. I'll apologize too.
I was probably just piling on. I didn't really mean
it. I feel like you started it.
You led the charge.
Yeah.
That sounds like something I would do.
You led the charge.
You led the cat hate charge.
But anyway, sorry about Lemmy.
Yeah, sorry about Lemmy. That's awful.
Thanks.
And when you get a new dog in 2 weeks,
nah.
Let's remember this conversation.
All right.
When you get a new dog and a cat in 2 weeks,
Nicole sneaks a cat in,
and an iguana. Somehow that makes its way
in
there.
Don't forget the goldfish.
Right. I wouldn't mind a bunny, like one of those big giant bunnies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
It's all coming. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't mind one of those.
Filling that void.
Nice.
I think RBF, I think I saw on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
RBF.
She had a honey.
Looks like she had to.
Just died this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember when. Oh, my God. Right. That bunny was so cute.
Rest in peace, bun.
I'm sorry.
It's been around a long time, though.
Word.
All right, Roger, JP. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.